The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
You're going to know my next guest from his many years on your screen, from Jurassic Park to recently playing The Wizard of Oz in Wicked and Wicked for Good. Jeff Goldblum has pretty much done it all. Well, now Jeff and the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra bring the Night Blooms World Tour to the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre in Dublin next month. And I'm delighted to say that Jeff joins me. Jeff, you're so welcome to Ireland in advance of your trip here.
You are so nice, Claire. I'm so thrilled to be here. I can't wait to see it. You know, I've never been to Ireland. We're going to be there May 30th at the, how do you say it, Bord Gáis Energy
Theatre. That's bang on. Yeah, you've never been to Ireland. That's unbelievable. How did that happen?
I apologize. It's just a terrible, it's my life has been a much poorer place. But here I come. I can't wait. I'm going to make up for lost time.
So tell me about the music career. Everybody knows you for your acting, but the music career has been there for years and years too. I mean, you've launched Mildred Snitzer Orchestra about 30 years ago, I understand. Is it your true passion, or am I being unfair to ask you to choose between the two?
Well, I wouldn't want to, you could never be unfair, Claire, but no, I wouldn't want to choose. But, you know, I had my heart set on acting as a career when I was 10 years old. And then in my teens, you know, I obsessed about that. But all this at the same time, I started to take piano lessons and get passionate about jazz, and even snuck my way into a couple of cocktail lounge gigs in Pittsburgh, where I grew up when I was 15 or so. But then all always had a piano in my apartment in New York City after I graduated from high school in Pittsburgh, and then snuck it into a movie or two and just kept playing because I didn't have a career idea about it. I wasn't ambitious in that way, but I loved to play, and so I kept playing, and I did a musical or two, and there were real great musicians in the pit, and I'd play with them, and then I snuck it into the Fly character, you know, plays the piano, and in Earth Girls Are Easy, my character plays the piano. And then about 30 years ago, Peter Weller, with whom I had done Buckaroo Banzai, this movie that some people know, we started to play in our houses, go through all the fake books, as they called them, and play all the standards. And then he had a friend, believe it or not, Miles Davis, the great Miles Davis.
Incredible.
Who said, oh, yeah, I know, incredible. He said, oh, you and Jeff, you should go and get a gig even once a week and play with real musicians, and you'll get better and you'll have fun. That's how it started about 30 years ago. And then, you know, I kept it up whenever I wasn't working because I loved doing it. And we played at the Hollywood Bowl for the Playboy Jazz Festival. And that's when we came up with this name, the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra, and that kind of stuck. And then about 10 years ago, Tom Lewis from Decca, now called Fontana, our label, and Verve in America, saw me on the Graham Norton show promoting Thor Ragnarok. Because Gregory Porter, the great singer, was on the show doing Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have named you. He was doing this Nat King Cole album. And he said, Jeff, can you play piano with me? So the two of us played. And so Tom Lewis said, hey, Jeff, we should do an album together. And now this is our fourth one coming out, June 5th, Night Blooms. And we've been all over the world touring. And here we come. That's the story. Isn't that incredible?
It is incredible. But it also tells me that the movies that allowed you to do a little bit of both were maybe the most enjoyable ones for you. And I'm wondering, does Wicked and Wicked for Good fit into that category? Because you're with Cynthia and Ariande, and we know how talented they both are as vocalists.
Oh my gosh, they're eighth degree black belt masters in music and acting, but boy, what instruments they've got. Yes, you know, well, I've been lucky to be in a lot of good movies and I've enjoyed them, but it's true what you say, this mashup of music and movies has been particularly thrilling. And Wicked, now that you mention it, was a delight. John M. Chu was a great director, but the two of them, unbelievable. And we would just for the fun of it, be singing everything in between takes that I could think of. And that's how it happened that Ariana heard me singing I Don't Know Why I Love You Like I Do. I don't know why, I just do. She said, my grandfather used to sing that to me all the time. I said, well, we've got this band if you want to ever record with us. She said, yes. And then Cynthia said, I'd like to too. And we figured out this song for her, We'll Meet Again, Don't Know Where, Don't Know When, that Kubrick used at the end of Dr. Strangelove, and it's an important song song in England. And so that's how some of these things happened. And on this next album, they do some things again. And Scarlett Johansson, with whom I've worked, does something wonderful, I think. And Melody Gardot on this next album, and Dodi and Charlie Puth. We've worked with a lot of good people.
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson, you mentioned there. I don't know if people appreciate her singing voice, Jeff, as much as perhaps we should. She is an incredible singer, isn't she?
Incredible. And she's as unique musically as she is theatrically in her acting. She's unmistakable, and she's fantastic. I adore her, and I adore what we did. We do this bossa nova version of a song she wanted to do, which is "Out of the Tree of Life, I Just Picked Me a Plum." I like that song.
Love it. The Wicked, of course, did huge business at the box office, and you've been involved in so many massive box office successes. But the whole business has changed, hasn't it? It has evolved. How do you feel about that, about how we watch film now, how we consume it? I mean, somebody who has come through the industry in the era of the blockbuster, now we're all sitting at home on our sofas and not going to the movie theatres as much. Does that bother you?
It's a volatile and time, isn't it, with a lot of things, and with entertainment too, and technology and the way we consume things. I still like to go to the movie theaters, and I was glad to see that Wicked got people to the movie theaters as much as it did. And I've seen things recently, so I still love doing that. But things are changing. We'll see how things change. I'm lucky to have been involved in the time that I was. But my two boys, we've got two little kids, Emily and I, now 9 and 10, and we'll see what happens with them. The whole world of technology and entertainment. It's a marvelous and wondrous and weird world, isn't it?
Well, touring, I'm sure, is different. Being away from home is different too, isn't it, when you've got two little people who want to see you at night and have dinner with you and have you tell them a story at bedtime? Does that impact how you make your choices now about work?
Oh, you're telling me. Absolutely. I juggle it very carefully now and take only what I need to take and am compelled to take movie-wise and really try to consolidate the touring for the music in exactly the places I want to play. So I have as much time, so I'm not shortchanging, certainly the family most of all.
Mm-hmm.
These two guys are incredible, but sometimes they come with me and us, Emily and I, when we play, because she is a world-class athlete. She was in the Olympics, and she's done a contortion and a handstand routine on top of the piano a couple places in London at the London Palladium and at the Troubadour Theater in Los Angeles just now. But so did the kids, because they're taking piano lessons, and they came and at both those places played each a song and stole the show. They were very good. They're good students, and it falls to me, like I did this morning, to facilitate their practice with them.
So the boys come out on stage and they'll play. Now we're not promising they're going to do this in Dublin, but they have done that. No stage fright, no fear.
Well, they get the idea of what it's like, because they can't help but be gripped. Yes, they get the idea. Their heart starts to pound a little faster. I don't think you can do it without doing that. But then they rise to the occasion. They're somehow kind of fearless and brave, and like to play for people. If we find ourselves in a restaurant or something, then there's a piano. They'll sit down and play the piano. So they're interesting cats, I'll tell you that.
So they certainly sound it. You mentioned how the world is changing. It's a very different place. How do you feel about America's place in the world right now?
Well, you know, America is an interesting and wild story. You know, I'm watching Ken Burns' documentary called The American Revolution, and from the very start of this European adventure in North America, it was a, you know, dramatic and chaotic and energized and special, interesting place. And it's had many challenges and lights and darks. And I'm an optimist, and I trust that we'll get through some of these current obvious challenges and see the light. I'll do whatever I can to contribute.
Well, I don't know if you know this about Ireland, but we are considered very good at leaving well-known people alone when they come to visit us, that, you know, you'd be able to go and have a pint of Guinness in peace. How do you respond, though, to people coming up and saying, hey, Jeff, would you like to do a selfie with me? Or will you do the 10th selfie with me?
You know, I generally like it. People are so sweet, and they've seen many different things that I've done. You know, I'm always interested in that, and interested in who's around. And especially if I've never been to Dublin, I'll be fascinated to see who comes to the show and who I can run into. And then, yeah, they're mostly very sweet. And if I can do anything for them, I'm more than happy to.
Well, that's good to know. So Saturday, the 30th of May, in the Bord Gáis Theatre, what can people expect?
Well, I play with the best musicians in the world. There's a great bass player, Alex Frank, and Ryan Shaw is our great drummer, and Scott Gillen, our saxophone player. Joe Bagg is a great organ player, and Graham Dechter, unbelievable guitarist. So they're going to see interesting arrangements of some classic jazz things, some sophisticated songs, some songs that are very enjoyable and accessible, done in a new and fresh way. You'll see our spontaneous solos and our interaction that enlivens me and that turns me on. And then you'll see me get interested in who shows up, like I say, and chat with people and play games with them. And it's usually a one-off kind of unique experience.
Well, it sounds like
it might be delightful.
Yeah, there's going to be some surprises given what you have said. Well, Jeff, we really look forward to welcoming you to Ireland in May. And thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us.
Claire, you're so nice. I can't tell you how warmly I feel about this, and that this means a lot to me. I'll see you soon. Tap me on the shoulder if you're there.
We will.
I'll see you in person.
Thanks
okay.
so much. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks. Thank you so much, Claire.
And a reminder that Jeff Goldblum and the Mildred Snitzer Orchestra will be at the Bord Gáis Theatre in Dublin on Saturday, the 30th of May.
The Claire Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.